Tony Bagley, starring Martin Clunes as Roy, Zoe Wanamaker Jane, and Toya Wilcox Elsa. With David Troughton, Nikki Henson, and Jeff McGiven.
Are you going to eat that or not?
Mm.
Your Viennese fancy. You've been poking it around for the last half hour.
Life's like this Viennese fancy. One moment burgeoning with fertile, cleaving, dangerous power, offering up its soft, ripe, palpitating secrets. The next, its remnants lie strewn about the arid earth, prey to the seething, maggoty pestilence of life's transience.
You don't want it, then?
I think I'm on a diet. Started growing breasts.
Well, so did Captain Kirk. That didn't stop him saving the universe.
But is it normal for them to hurt when you run downstairs?
No, Blossom, but there's not much about you that is normal.
There must be more to it than this. Getting old and fat and snuffing it?
Well, you could try Buddhism, I suppose. But ask yourself, do you want to go through life orange and bald?
I should be open to dangerous, new, disturbing experiences. Wrestling naked with another man, for example, like Rupert and Gerald in Women in Love. Why should wrestling a naked man disturb me? There's early conditioning, I suppose.
Do you have anyone in mind?
You want a ball, please?
What?
What?
What did you say?
I'm not talking to you, you old cow.
I think it was me who was...
Oh, right. Well, in that case, no.
I suppose it's all perfectly innocent.
Innocent? Hardly. You're not dealing with cardi-wearing 50-year-olds. This lot have the hormones of tennis brats.
How did you deal with it?
What do you mean, how did I deal with it? I still have a small, vociferous constituency of admirers. The sight of my pension book drives them wild.
You attract a cult audience, you mean, like sumo wrestling on Channel 4?
Not quite, no.
So how did you, do you, deal with them?
Disquieting them with my legendary transfixing stare.
Well, I'm not very good at transfixing stares.
I might bring this up at the governor's meeting, you know.
Why? It's something you either can do or you can't.
I meant the sexual harassment of teachers.
Oh, I don't want to cause any trouble.
No, you're not. It's time we took the bull by the horns. There's been far too much of this sort of thing lately.
Have a butcher's at that.
Well, who am I supposed to be looking at?
Third one from the right, the one holding the placard.
Isn't that?
Here's Miss Callahan, that's who it is.
With a placard?
She's demonstrating against the new motorway extension.
It is her, too.
I'm not sure I like the idea of one of my teachers behaving like a trade union. Did I mention I've been made a school governor?
Yes. Yes.
They're very choosy. They don't co-opt any old riffraff.
Want poked about Viennese fancy bit? Or are you growing breasts too?
Why? What have you heard?
Really to be expected, I suppose. I mean, she's a child of the 60s.
What?
Miss Callahan and her placard. Hey, Dick, maybe there's a country diary story here.
Huh?
I mean, it's still the country, isn't it? At least until they code it in concrete, it is. I don't know why I didn't think of it before.
I want country diaries staying out of controversial issues. Besides, the new extension cuts 5 minutes off my journey to work. I will build that road, my dear Marion. It cuts 5 minutes off my journey to work.
But it will despoil the environment, my Lord Sheriff. Sherwood Forest will be ruined.
You oppose me?
With every breath in my body.
Then you leave me no alternative.
Oh.
I shall have to teach you a lesson you won't forget.
Oh, no, 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 don't.
No, no, it's no good struggling, Marion. Oh. Nobody can save you now. Oh.
Not so fast, my Lord Sheriff. Damn you, Hood!
Robin!
You see, men shouldn't be afraid of the feminine side of their personality.
That's why you brought baby to the meeting, is it?
Yeah, well, I believe it's important for my baby to get to know me as a caring individual who doesn't suppress his femininity.
Even when he piddles down your shirt like that?
Well, we're all responsible for the aggression perpetrated on women down the centuries.
Oh, absolutely.
It suddenly hit me while I was in the lifers' wing at Durham Jail.
The lifers' wing?
Yeah, well, I was doing a sociology degree at the time. Most of us were there.
Oh, Mr. Hitchcock, you've met our publicity officer, I see.
Yes, he was just telling me.
Mr. Hitchcock writes Country Diary in the local.
Oh. I razored a journalist once.
Oh. I was wondering if Miss Callahan, Jane, was here. Do you realise the S is out of alignment with the T?
go away.
The T on the banner looks more like stop the motorway from where I'm standing.
This banner is still more literate than the paper for which you prostitute your sparse gifts.
I want to think you've taught me everything I know.
What do you want?
I'm doing a piece for Country Diary.
Well, that's it then. We may as well chuck in the towel.
It's going to be a sympathetic piece.
I'm a victim of your sympathetic press coverage, remember?
Maybe you'd like to give me a quote. You see, I don't think your publicity officer's quite got the hang of it yet.
How much do you want?
What?
To keep me out of your so-called newspaper.
Look, I live here too, you know. Do you think I want the Downs looking like Spaghetti Junction?
I seem to remember your paper's editorial telling us to abide by the findings of the DOE inquiry, which thought it was okay for the Downs to look like Spaghetti Junction.
I have complete control over what goes in my column.
That's meant to make me feel better, is it?
My column?
Your column is about as much fun as a Methodist friendly hour. It's the journalistic equivalent of unsightly facial hair. And you're standing on my banner.
Stop the motorway!
You found her, I see.
Oh. Do you have a placard I can brandish, Mrs. Muller? I'm about to put the impartiality for which my profession is renowned on the back burner. What do you think you're doing? What's all this scaffolding in aid of?
He's having his roof done.
Really? Well, this is the first I knew I was having my roof done.
Oh, it's here in black and white. Scaffolding the erection of the old bargemaster's cottage.
This isn't the old bargemaster's cottage, and I'm not an old bargemaster. Nor am I an old lighthouse keeper, or even an old witchfinder general. I'll tell you what I am, though. I'm a miserable old git. And if you don't take this crap down sharpish, you'll find out just how miserable.
Well, I reckon that roof needs looking at.
Are you taking this lot down or not?
Nah, not tonight, we're not. We're knocking off.
Come back here! You're not leaving my house looking like some medieval siege machine!
Charlie, you've got that tango, Anna!
Wake up, my friend.
Who's there? Bloody hell, it's Pavarotti.
This is so. Though there are times I would wish it not so.
What do you want?
Well, I tell you, my friend, I earn much money. I do not need to be here. I could be making money at the Met or La Scala. And yet I am here, in your bedroom, for no money at all. You know why?
No.
I tell you, I am here because your scaffolding brings me here. It troubles me greatly, my friend.
Well, I'm trying to get it sorted out.
I want you to promise to try harder, because it worries me very much. You have scaffolding that should not be here.
I know, I know. You don't have to tell me.
Do this for Luciano, my friend. See to it this scaffolding is taken down.
Royston?
Uh-oh.
So what happened to the tide tables? I've just had some old boiler on the phone. She blames me for the tide being in when it should have been out. Oh,
so I missed the tide tables. I can't be expected to do everything, Dick. I'm already overworked as it is.
Overworked? Country Diary, the tide tables and a bit of stubbing. You don't know, you're bored.
He's so overworked, he has anxiety dreams about Pavarotti.
Bugger the tide tables. Why do we have to fill the paper with so much snot? We need a quality control department.
Quality? Did you say quality? Dare you use that word here?
Country Diary should be issue-based. We shouldn't be frightened of controversy.
Names and faces. That's what the diary's about. People want to open a paper and say, it's me, Ma, top of the world.
Country Diary should concern itself with the environment. We should be concentrating on things like, well, the Stop the Motorway campaign.
You should never have shown him that pic of Miss Thingy, Dick.
She's got nothing to do with it.
It's Greenham Common all over again. These Stop the Motorway women are just a bunch of lesbians.
There are men up there too, you know, Dick. Do you think they're lesbians as well?
They may call themselves men. Nigel Mansell, I call a man. Not some wimp who stands in front of a dumper truck with a pram.
They're called reconstructed new men.
They've had vasectomies too, have they?
You realise you've left it about 15 years too late to be a new man. To be really fashionable, I mean.
It's never too late. You know, I think that's where I've been going wrong.
What?
Coming on too strong. Women see me as a threat.
Actually, Blossom, I think it's more likely they just don't see you.
We're outflanked, I'm afraid.
How outflanked?
A couple of the governors have got a petition organised. If enough parents sign it, it mandates us to hold a ballot.
And if there's a majority?
We have to apply for grant maintained status to the Secretary of State.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm not over the moon myself. My hyperacidity is back with a vengeance. I had some herbal tablets somewhere.
I don't get it. The governors have been happy enough to motor along until now.
The new chappy, the editor chappy, has been stirring them up.
The whole world seems to be opting out. Hospitals, schools, prisons. My hairdresser will be opting out next.
My wife has taken to going to an organic and mineral stylist. She swears by him. Ah.
I remember when it was only hippies who opted out.
I suppose the government has appropriated the language of alternative cultures in the way early Christians appropriated the language and festivals of pagans.
Yes, quite.
I think it's called giving government back to the people.
There are other things I want to discuss at the governor's meeting anyway. I intend to put the sexual harassment of teachers on the agenda.
Who's being sexually harassed?
Helen.
By a governor?
By the kids, Colin.
Is she?
Gone are the good old days when we were just verbally abused and beaten up by pupils. Now we're openly lusted after as well.
Hasn't that always been the case? I can't remember a time when we weren't openly lusted after.
You were openly lusted after too, were you?
Perhaps not openly. Maybe occasionally. Secretly.
I don't doubt it. They sense your power.
Do you think so? I've often wondered.
You're giving them a good write-up.
You have to hover like that.
What's a phallocentric road lobby?
I thought that was blindingly obvious.
Blindingly.
We're talking about the rape of the countryside here. Corridors of concrete thrusting into virgin downland. Now, don't you as a woman find it all violently masculinist? In a gendered context, of course.
I thought they were just extending the motorway.
Donna Muller says...
Who's Donna Muller?
The campaign organiser. She says the hills are alive with...
With the sound of music?
History. They're part of our psychic health. The road builders represent the symbolic castration of the mother.
Oh, I can see Donna's given this a lot of thought.
I pity you. Must be hell being a tool of the patriarchy. I suggest you have a look at The Mind Has No Sex by Scheibinger, or The Displacement and Discourse of Women by Spivak.
You've read them, have you?
Well, I've been too busy to make any real inroads.
Inroads? Oh, you mean as in phallocentric road lobby. Hold up. You've had a look at the competition.
Competition?
All those reconstructed new men with papooses strapped to their hairless, caring chests.
You know something, you're really making a dent in my day.
You're wasting your time, Blossom. You've got as much chance of impressing Miss Thingy as Quasimodo.
As Bellringer at Notre Dame, I lead an hectic life.
It's New York on the phone, Mr. Quasimodo.
I never know from one day to another what I will be doing next. I must be fresh at all times. I need to have confidence in my deodorant.
Just one more, Mr. Quasimodo.
I know I can rely on Inevitable for round-the-clock protection.
The winner of the Guardian Young Businessman of the Year is Quasimodo.
And when the day is over, I like to relax.
Take me, Quasi.
Inevitable just carries on working. With Inevitable, it is... Inevitable.
Says in Radio Times he might have permanent scar damage. Still, he would have his face changed, he would.
Yeah. What's the point of going into hospital if you leave with the bitch you came in with?
Well, he won't be able to dance as well when he's white. Now, are you sure you don't mind babysitting, love? It's seems to be becoming a bit of a habit.
Oh, well, what are neighbours for?
We've worked with some castor left. You're feeling a bit peckish.
Oh, no, I think I'm on a diet.
You'll need to lose weight. Just right as you are.
You're joking. I'm growing breasts.
You'd never be tempted to do this on a permanent basis, then.
What, grow breasts?
Silly. Being a living babysitter, maximally.
No, I've had a couple of near misses, Mrs. Oh.
Sure you have. An eligible bachelor like you. Well, try not to be late, Lev.
Have a nice time.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
Someone I love you. What am I going to do? I've not had a night out in 8 years.
Don't worry, ma'am. Reconstructed New Man is here. It's the duty of reconstructed new men everywhere to babysit for single-parent mothers caught in the poverty trap.
Oh, God bless you, reconstructed new man. How can I ever repay you?
All part of the service, ma'am. And here's a bottle of Chateau Lafite to wash down those black pudding sandwiches.
Oh, well, I thought you'd gone.
Forgot my purse. Not that there's much in it, of course. My first night out in 8 years, and I'll have to come out of my black pudding allowance.
Afternoon.
No comment.
Mind if I plunk myself down here? There appears to be a space.
No comment.
I'm not here as a journalist. I'm here as a concerned citizen. I've even brought my own placard.
What are you wearing?
Dungarees.
Why?
Oh, I suppose it's a statement. It's necessary for every male to subvert his own masculinity.
By wearing dungarees. You look like a social worker from 1978.
Ah, oh, glad you could make it, Mr. Hitchcock. Oh, I say, what a splendid outfit.
He's trying to subvert his masculinity.
Oh, jolly good.
So where's our publicity officer then?
He decided to give today a miss. He thought it might get a bit rough.
Rough?
Well, they're almost certain to be arrested.
Are they?
Oh, yes. The police will have to move us so that the dump trucks can get
Oh, right.
I don't suppose 1 minute they'll arrest everyone, though. It's the luck of the draw, really.
It's still not too late to subvert some more of that masculinity and, chicken out.
Chicken out? That'll be the day.
Don't think I don't know what they were thinking. Let's get that ponce in the dungarees.
Really?
Well, funny, I hope they'll be the first one they arrested.
They arrested me, too.
Don't worry unduly, sir. You'll probably just get bound over.
Bound over what?
Keep the peace.
Depends whether we choose to be bound over.
What are you talking about? Of course you'll have to be bound over.
Don't tell me what to do. If I don't want to be bound over, I won't be bound over.
Tell us you'll go to prison if she refuses to be bound over.
You'll go to prison if you refuse to be bound over.
See?
They had no legal basis for doing what they did. They contravened two acts of parliament for voting that way.
They can do what they want. They're a state. You realise they'll probably charge us for the prevention of terrorism act if you refuse to be bound over. They'll be able to give us months without seeing a solicitor.
As long as it's not in the same cell as you.
They'll call us slags and scroats and threaten to throw away the key. I've seen it in the bill.
Oh, to be ridiculous.
They'll write our confessions for us. We could get 15 years. It'll be down to Rough Justice or Chris Mullin to get us out. I haven't confessed on the way back to the station, okay? So don't go saying I have.
Pipe down, Tinkerbell. I'm trying to do the crossword.
You hear that? She called me Tinkerbell. Not Sir. Tinkerbell. The process of dehumanization has begun. It's just one short step from Tinkerbell to Scroat.
I wish you'd pipe down too, Tinkerbell.
They'll try to deny me the oxygen of publicity. They'll dub my voice with an actor like they do Jerry Adams. What are they dubbing with John Hurt or Liam McKern? Oh, I sound like a bank ad.
Look, there's not enough room to panic in here.
I'll panic if I want to. I'm a reconstructed new man. It's perfectly acceptable for reconstructed new men to panic. Oh my God! I have a criminal record. I've already got the Press Complaints Commission on my back, thanks to you.
You haven't, actually.
What?
I just said I'd reported you to the Press Complaints Commission. I couldn't be bothered to fill in the forms.
Oh, thanks very much. I've had that hanging over me for weeks, and now you calmly announce you couldn't be bothered.
Would you rather I reported you? I still can. It's not too late.
I think perhaps it is. Haven't you noticed? We don't have rights anymore. We're just slags and scroats now.
Would you mind if I rang my solicitor now, please, Sergeant?
One thing at a time.
Okay, thank you.
These drawings yours?
What? Yes, as it happens. All right.
Yeah, well, they're really rather good.
How do you think so? Well, it's just a hobby.
Head's out of proportion in this one.
I wouldn't say that.
And there's really, not enough movement in the body.
Can't you ever stop being a teacher? There's more than enough movement for me. I think movement's overrated anyway.
And your perspective's a bit shaky.
Well, yes. Yes, I suppose it is.
What's it meant to be?
An oast house.
Well, it doesn't look like an outhouse to me.
Personally, I think reality is a spent force in art.
Look, I just go to evening classes once a week. I'm not David Hockney.
I like the way you've tried to rub her out the eyes in this one. Suddenly it's about the ambiguity of identity and much, much more interesting for it.
It's even more interesting if I scrunch it up like this. Okay, you've convinced me. I've cracked.
Now look what you've done. We're finished now.
It's all there. The despair. The individual trapped in the terrible isolation of his own being.
You told him he was rubbish.
I'm talking about you.
Thanks for coming down, eh?
I was only grabbing a few precious hours of sleep. I can do that any time.
I suppose I could have called the solicitor. It's embarrassing, though. He's the bloke who did my conveyancing.
You were in a terrible state on the phone.
Yeah, oh, that was the bloke behind me. Some people fall apart as soon as they have dealings with the police.
So, this is the scaffolding that's giving Pavarotti a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, the pleasures of being part of the property-owning democracy. Plumber's dropping by tomorrow to install a bidet in the living room.
I almost considered refusing to be bound over, you know. There are times in this life when you have to make a stand.
Do you think we can have a light on?
Oh, sorry. Bloody hell!
What?
I've been burgled!
It always looks like this.
Don't you think I don't know when I've been burgled?
So how did they get in? The front door hasn't been forced.
The scaffolding. They must have climbed up the scaffolding.
Awake, my friend.
Who's there? Who's there?
They ask me to sing Othello as a reconstructed new man now. It is not enough. I make him supportive and caring. I have to wear papoose and red dungarees.
They didn't come for the scaffolding.
See where the scaffolding has got you, my friend. You have been burgled?
Wasn't you, was it? No, sorry. You can get through the window.
I tell you, my friend, you will have more trouble unless you have the scaffolding removed.
Well, I can't take it down, can I?
Your scaffolding worries me very much. It would look better as old barge master scaffolding. Take action to see it is taken down. Do this for Luciano, my friend.
Burgle?
If it was a burglary.
Well, make up your mind. Either you were burgled or you weren't.
I reckon it was made to look like a burglary. Probably a rogue faction inside MI5.
I keep forgetting you're a dangerous dissident these days.
They'll be putting pressure on you soon.
To get you to do some work, you mean?
To give me the push.
They won't need to exert that much pressure.
I suppose they'll be putting the screws on Miss Callahan as well.
That woman's a pain in the ass. Should have heard her at the governor's meeting. Going on about the sexual harassment of teachers by pupils. I ask you, pupils. What sort of teacher allows herself to be sexually harassed by her pupils?
What was she doing at a governor's meeting?
She's a teacher governor.
Oh.
Stupid idea, having teachers on the governing body. What have teachers got to do with education?
Looks like me and Miss Callahan are in this together. Our criminal records will give us a shared history, a destiny forged by a chain of adversity.
Needless to say, she's against the school-going grant maintained. Woman's a communist.
Tell me straight, Dick. What does it look like from where you stand? Does it seem as if I've got a bit of a thing for her?
Of course not. That really would be pathetic. Still have a thing for your old teacher.
Yeah, I suppose it would. Really pathetic.
You haven't, have you?
From these hills, before the advent of Judeo-Christian philocracy, ancient
Doug,
Iron Age...
Donna tells me you've got a bike you want to sell.
You've got a car.
No, I'm thinking of getting rid of it. I'm tired of pandering to the phallocentric road lobby.
When I was in the lifers' wing at Durham...
Have you seen who's here?
Who?
Only Chad Mann.
What, TV naturalist Chad Mann?
Why would he be interested in a local campaign like this?
Does it matter? The point is that we're able to get some real publicity out of this. No offence, Doug.
Oh, none taken.
He doesn't look very, reconstructed, does he? I suppose it's the beard and the chunky white sweater.
Right, who's in charge here?
Can I help you?
No, but I might be able to help you. It's time someone took this campaign by the scruff of the neck.
Absolutely, I was just...
It's no good leaving it to piddly little local papers. They're about as useful as a condom in a wet dream.
Well, they perform a function of sorts.
Nonsense, you need someone with a national profile.
There you are.
Jane, thought I'd come straight down here and get an overview of the battlefield.
Oh, you know Captain Birdseye here, then.
I invited him down.
I thought it was time we got ourselves some real publicity.
No offence, Doug.
None taken.
Took my tackle straight over to your place and put a bottle of Chardonnay in the fridge for later.
You mean you and Captain Birdseye are...
Mind your own business, Tubby. Are you practising to be a woman or something? I'd shoot myself if I had tits like yours.
Tell me, Mr. Man, which of the Mr. Men are you most commonly mistaken for? Mr. Charm School?
Come on, Jane, that Vino should have cooled its heels by now.
I didn't think we'd see you back here again.
Well, someone's got to stand up for the phallocentric road lobby.
Jane!
I'll leave you to it, then. Try not to get arrested again.
Doug, forget about the bike. I think I'll be hanging on to the car for the time being.
Master!
Master, no! A creature carried by the dumper trucks. Flay him alive.
Yes, oh, master.
Please, I have a wife and three children.
Dog! You dare to look the great Chad in the eye and speak your dribbling words at him?
That man of the portaloo. Chop off his arms and legs, then make a fire and throw his torso onto it.
Let me do it, oh, master.
What do they call you, woman?
Jane, oh, master.
Please, I've got to get back to work.
You served me well, the one they call Jane. Is there anyone you wish maimed or killed?
Him, oh master. That snivelling, reconstructed new man over there. Has the entrails torn from him also, master?
No, I'm not a road builder.
You please me, the one they call Jane. You're a woman of spirit. A woman worthy of the great Chad himself.
What does she see in him? No, I suppose it's because he's been on the telly a few times.
Told you all this new man stuff wouldn't cut much ice. Women are the same the world over. Give them a good Rodrigue and they're happy. Luckily, there are still some real men left in the world.
Like Chad Mann, you mean?
Well, I wasn't thinking of him specifically.
Check yourself, Dick. You're in my seat.
Right. Well, I've got to be making a move anyway.
Yeah, I'll see you later. E, maybe Dick's right. I mean, there's a first time for everything. Perhaps women do just want a good rogering.
What would Dick know about that? I mean, he's not exactly at ease with himself in that department. At least if the Christmas party was anything to go by.
You mean you and Dick...
It was a terrible error of judgment. Now, we'd both rather we were dead.
Why has everyone except me got a subterranean life?
If there's any consolation, Blossom, it's often subterranean for a very good reason. For subterranean, read ghastly mistake.
It says in Radio Times his family have been TV interviewers for three generations. Of course, people think he never made it without a leg up from his dad. But what I say is, well, you have to prove yourself once you've got the job.
Was it anything in particular, Wynne? Only I was thinking of having an early night.
I just popped out to see if you could babysit Saturday night.
No.
Bless you, love. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
I said no.
No? Well, you know Saturday's my club night.
Doesn't it occur to you I might have plans for Saturday night too?
Have you?
No, but that's not the point. I might have.
So why can't you babysit?
Because I'm no longer a reconstructed new man. And because it's time I accumulated a bit of subterranean life of my own.
Subterranean what?
I'm not saying I can't accumulate it while I'm babysitting.
Well then, what's the problem?
Well, there's no problem as such. It's just that I've...
See you Saturday then, love.
Well, don't bank on it. We ex-reconstructed new men are notoriously unreliable. Yeah. See you Saturday.
In The Older Woman by Tony Bagley, Martin Clunes was Roy and Zoe Wanamaker Jane. Toya Wilcox was Elsa. David Troughton, Mr. Say. Nikki Henson, Chad. Jeff McGiven, Dick. Sue Roderick, Wynn. Melanie Hudson, Helen. David Holt, Doug. And Steve Hodson, Pavarotti. Other parts were played by Melanie Hudson and David Holt. The music was composed by Julian Wastall and the theme sung by Toya Wilcox. The producer is Paul Schlesinger.